Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. December 12th, 2015 marks 100 years since the birth of The Voice, the chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes, Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra. To commemorate Sinatra's centennial, this time around on the program, we're looking back on Sinatra's first 5 years as a recording artist, from the end of the 1930s through World War II. Along the way, we'll encounter the individuals who helped shape his early career, bandleaders Harry James and Tommy Dorsey, and arranger Axel Stordahl, who he worked with at Columbia Records. It's Harry, Tommy, and Axel, Sinatra's first 5 years, coming up next on Afterglow. We'll start off this show with a demonstration of sorts of why Frank Sinatra stood out among his peers in this early era of recorded sound. His voice wasn't as powerful as some other singers in his day, but he stood out for his tenderness, his big-breathed, long musical lines, and most of all, his ability to get inside the lyrics and tell a story. Take this version of Sinatra and the Ken Lane Singers in 1944, doing Harold Arlen's Stormy Weather. There's a moment, about 3 minutes in, right after the big climax. A lesser singer might have kept that energy going, but Sinatra, using the microphone to his advantage, cuts above the orchestra and very delicately turns the phrase, "Can't go on, everything I have is gone." Sinatra's a singing actor, and he makes you truly believe what he's saying. Here he is with Stormy Weather on Afterglow.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather, just can't get my poor old self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If she stays away, that old rocking chair's gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in. Can't go on, everything I had is gone, stormy weather, since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time.
Everything I had is gone.
since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time, the time. Keeps raining all the time. Mark
Chilla here on Afterglow. This hour, we turn the spotlight on Frank Sinatra's first 5 years as a recording artist, focusing on the influential figures he met along the way. Frank Sinatra grew up in Hoboken, New Jersey, under the protective gaze of his mother, Molly. A hard-nosed woman, Molly's political clout in the area would help secure the young Frank his first professional gig, a spot in the local singing group The Three Flashes, now renamed the Hoboken Four with the addition of teenage Frankie. With the rail-thin, blue-eyed heartthrob now singing lead, the Hoboken Four found success on Major Bowes' Amateur Hour radio program, and later on Bowes' Traveling Circuit. But even then, Sinatra knew he was destined for better things. Determined, Sinatra soon landed a job as a singing waiter in the Rustic Cabin, a club in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. The cabin possessed a special feature, a direct line to WNEW, a local radio station that would broadcast their performances. It was on one of these broadcasts where he was first heard by the young trumpeter and bandleader, Harry James. James, younger than Sinatra, knew right away that he wanted Frank in his brand new band. Sinatra's voice was still thin and tender at the time, but with his Italian heritage and lingering Hoboken accent, it was considered a bit exotic, at least compared to the all-American sound of Sinatra's idol, Bing Crosby. Here's Sinatra and Harry James with their first recording together on July 13, 1939, with From the Bottom of My Heart on Afterglow.
From the bottom of my heart, I love you. What more can I say? From the bottom of my heart, I need you. You're part of my day, my inspiration is you alone to call my own. I love you, I love you. From the bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my heart. What's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Sinatra recorded 10 songs with Harry James's orchestra before moving on to bigger and better things. But one of those songs, the song All or Nothing at All, stood out among the rest, and it would prove to be Sinatra's first big hit. Here's Frank Sinatra and Harry James with All or Nothing at All on Afterglow.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
Nothing at All by Frank Sinatra with Harry James and his orchestra, a song that would be a minor sensation at the end of 1939. The song would also provide Sinatra with his next big break. In December of that year, bandleader Tommy Dorsey heard this song on the radio, and shortly after Sinatra's 24th birthday, he was auditioning with Dorsey's band. The trombonist Dorsey was different than the freewheeling trumpeter James in almost every way. James's upstart group was having trouble maintaining success, but by this point, Dorsey, the old man as they called him, was already an established pro and a notoriously unsentimental taskmaster, despite his ironic nickname, the Sentimental Gentleman. Sinatra thankfully nailed the audition, and it's a good thing. Just 6 months earlier, Dorsey was in the audience where Sinatra was singing, and the singer literally froze on stage, mouth agape with no words, no sound. He said his farewell to James and his orchestra, and early in 1940, Sinatra began his tenure with Dorsey. Dorsey's established brand helped elevate Sinatra's status over the next 2 years. By April of 1940, he had his first charting single, the song Polka Dots and Moonbeams, written by his old pal from the 1930s, Jimmy Van Heusen. Here's Sinatra and Dorsey with Polka Dots and Moonbeams on Afterglow.
Polka
country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an, oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream.
Frank Sinatra, The Pied Pipers, which featured a young Joe Stafford among its ranks, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with I'll Never Smile Again. In July of 1940, Billboard magazine decided to release a chart of the top songs in the country based on sales and radio play. I'll Never Smile Again topped this very first Billboard chart, a position it held for the next 12 weeks. This success helped make Frank Sinatra a household name in America, especially to groups of bobby socks-wearing teenage girls. By the end of 1940, it was clear that the draw of Tommy Dorsey's orchestra was now Frank Sinatra, and the old man began to realize it himself. Throughout 1941, Sinatra's star continued to rise, and so did his desire to branch out on his own. He was having trouble sharing the limelight with Dorsey's other stars, notably the hotshot drummer Buddy Rich. Around the same time, Columbia Records exec Manny Sax had convinced Sinatra he could have a successful solo career, just like his idol, Bing Crosby. Not wanting to lose an opportunity to another singer like Perry Como or Bob Eberle, Sinatra had an idea. Here he is in 1941 with You and I on Afterglow.
Darling, you and I know the reason why a summer sky is blue, and we know why birds in the trees sing melodies too, and why love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. So to sweet romance there is just one answer, you and I.
Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey with You and I. Early in 1942, Sinatra decided to give Dorsey his notice. He was going to try his hand at a solo career. But leading Dorsey's band was going to be no easy feat. Sinatra once said that there were two people in this world that he feared, his mother Dolly and Tommy Dorsey. Contract negotiations were difficult. Dorsey threatened to claim a third of Sinatra's future earnings, and depending on who you ask, Sinatra may have threatened Dorsey with some help from the mob. But by September of 1942, Sinatra was free. In this farewell broadcast from September 3rd of that year, Dorsey wishes him well from the stage. But backstage, that was a different story. Dorsey's final words to Sinatra weren't so kind. Here's Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey's final collaboration with The Song Is You on Afterglow.
And speaking of the Wild West, here's Side Saddle Sinatra, the Hoboken Bronco Buster. How's tricks, SS?
Oh, I'm a sad hombre tonight, boss. I got moths in my chaps, and even my spurs won't jingle jangle.
Well, Frank, I can understand that. Folks, this is Frank Sinatra's farewell broadcast with his band. After tonight, he's going to be strictly on his own. And, Frank, I want to tell you that everyone in the band wishes you the best of luck.
Thanks, Mac, and I'd like to say that I'm going to miss all you guys after kicking around for 3 years.
Frank, before you hit the road, how about one more song just for Auld Lang Syne?
That's all right with me, Tom. Give me the beat on our arrangement of The Song Is You, and I'll see what I can do with it.
When I look at you, A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. Music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Frank Sinatra's farewell song with Tommy Dorsey. We'll have more from Sinatra's early years after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been examining the early years of Frank Sinatra this hour, and where we left off, the 26-year-old Sinatra had just left Tommy Dorsey's orchestra to make his way as a solo singer. It was unprecedented territory for a big band singer, but luckily Sinatra had the support of legions of teenage girls. Plus, he had another trick up his sleeve, a man by the name of Axel Stordahl. Stordahl, who Sinatra nicknamed Sibelius, started out as a mediocre trumpeter in Dorsey's band, but his true talent was in the art of arranging, particularly the artful ballads with lush orchestral strings that Sinatra loved to sing. Sinatra brokered a deal with Stordahl to join him as soon as he left Dorsey's orchestra. You see, by that point, the duo, Sinatra and Stordahl, were already a proven commodity. In January 1942, 8 months before Sinatra's official departure, Sinatra and Stordahl recorded 4 songs on their own. It was a trial run of Sinatra, the solo star, and it paid off. One of those songs, Night and Day, became a hit single, proving that Frank Sinatra and Axel Stordahl were a winning combination. Here they are with Night and Day on Afterglow.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling. Where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, or in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning way down inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me spend my life making day and night, night and day.
Cole Porter's Night and Day by Frank Sinatra in 1942, arranged by Axel Stordahl, a minor hit on the Bluebird label, a subsidiary of Tommy Dorsey's label, RCA. When Frank Sinatra decided to branch out on his own, his destination was Columbia Records with the help of record exec Manny Sax. It was a bold move, but a successful run at New York's Paramount Theater at the end of 1942 proved to Columbia that the singer was ready. There was a problem, though. A musician strike at the end of 1942 meant that there was a recording ban for records featuring instrumentalists. Columbia had a way to circumvent this. Sinatra's first sessions would be a cappella, with choral accompaniment featuring the Bobby Tucker Singers, all arranged by Alec Wilder. Here's a standout track from those a cappella sessions from 1943, the song Close to You on Afterglow.
Close to you, I will always stay. Close to you, though you're far away. You'll always be near, as though you were here by my side. No, in my dreams I'll find you there, close to me, sharing your caress. Can't you see? You're my happiness. Wherever you go, my heart will go too. What can I do? It only wants to be close to you.
Frank Sinatra and the Bobby Tucker Singers with Close to You, arranged by composer Alec Wilder. Despite the recording ban, Sinatra was very active in 1943 and 1944. He starred in several feature films, signed a movie contract with RKO, hosted a radio program, performed in prestigious venues like the Hollywood Bowl, and was still selling records. It wasn't until November of 1944 that Sinatra began to record with an orchestra again. His signature became the slow ballad, love songs that could make the young women swoon. And the key, of course, was the artful arranging done by Axel Stordahl, who orchestrated primarily for strings and woodwinds, rather than the heavy reliance on horns heard in most swing bands at the time. Here's a song from Sinatra and Stordahl's first session together for Columbia, the lovely If You Are But a Dream on Afterglow.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I'll always but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream, I long to kiss you, but I not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream, but your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new start. When your dreams at night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away. This is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
Three quintessential Sinatra and Stordahl arrangements from the early 1940s. We first heard If You Are But a Dream from November 1944, followed by I Fall in Love Too Easily from December, and just now we heard Put Your Dreams Away from May 1945. The Stordahl sound dominated the early Columbia years for Sinatra. That confident swing and swagger that many of us associate with Sinatra didn't come about until the 1950s when he worked with Nelson Riddle and Billy May. However, that didn't mean Sinatra still wasn't swinging. In November of 1944, the same session that produced If You Are But a Dream, Sinatra recorded the new Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn tune, Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week, which swings as hard as any of his mature works from the 1950s. The arrangement came not from Stordahl, but rather George Saravo. Evidently, Sinatra, who was primarily a ballad singer at this point, needed convincing that he could pull a swinging number like this off. Here's Sinatra with Saturday Night on Afterglow.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind a Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek. until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at that door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Frank Sinatra's one swinging number from the early 1940s, the George Serravo arrangement of Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night of the Week. We'll close off the show with a taste of what was to come with Sinatra. At the end of 1945, Sinatra and Stordahl collaborated on an entire album, one of the first of its kind. This album, released on 4/78s entitled The Voice of Frank Sinatra, showcased the tender Sinatra-Stordahl ballad and would become a precursor for his later concept albums on Capitol Records in the 1950s, like In the Wee Small Hours and Frank Sinatra Sings Only the Lonely. This album was later released as an LP in 1948, earning the distinction of becoming the very first pop long-playing record. Here's Sinatra with a Stordahl string arrangement of Someone to Watch Over Me on Afterglow.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome. To her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over. Won't you tell her, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over.
The voice of Frank Sinatra with Someone to Watch Over Me. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee, located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.